It's been a rainy week in Wisconsin, and many parts of our state were pummeled with strong storms that eventually led to flood damage. This hour, we'll talk about the extent of that damage and what relief is available for those affected. Good morning, I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7:07 on Friday, June 28th. Were you affected by the flooding? How are cleanup efforts going for you? If you haven't been affected yet, what precautions are you taking to prevent any damage from impacting your home and business, as there is more rain expected to come? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. We'll have a couple of guests this half hour, but our first guest is Todd Pritchard. He's the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. Todd, thanks for being here today.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, you've been spending a lot of time this week collecting information about what's going on in the state. What kind of damage have you seen out there?
Well, you know, it really is it's heartbreaking, actually, when you see some of the damage. I was with the governor and our emergency management administrator, Brian Satula, and Donald Dunbar, the adjutant general for the National Guard. We were touring a variety of different locations, Bosque Bell, and it is, it's really just heartbreaking when you see what people are going through right now. It's just, you know, it's tough. And really all different parts of the state are facing, you know, different issues as these storm systems kind of continue to, you know, to pummel the area. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of different, every little corner of the state has a little different story to tell, but we're really seeing kind of, you know, damage sort of scattered all across the state.
What kind of damage?
Well, I think the kind of the worst of it has been along the Kickapoo River and really in Bosque Bell and you know, communities along there. A lot of, you know, several homes flooded, you know, some homes are just, you know, slightly affected by the flooding. Others have, you know, major damage. And, you know, it's one of those things, when it happens to you, it affects your life so dramatically. And it really changes everything. But the great thing that we saw in Bosque Bell was just the community gathering together, neighbor helping neighbor, trying to, you know, muck out a house, which, you know, I've gone through flooding myself. That is the worst thing to go through, is just trying to get the water and the mud and cut the drywall out and get the subfloor out and, you know, and trying to just get the house at least to a point where you can start drying it out and try to get rid of the mess that's left behind.
Yeah, how permanent is that damage?
Well, you know, in some cases, if you know, the keys are really to get to it fast, and you know, get as much air circulating into a place as you can. So the faster people can kind of get that stuff, you know, pumped out, pushed out, cut out of their homes, the better chance they have of not having you know, further damage. It's amazing what water can do. I mean, I don't think any of us really realize the power of water flooding a home until you've gone through it. It's just devastating, and it's like a disaster in slow motion. You can see it coming, you can see the water rising, the mud coming in, and there's nothing you can do to stop it at that point.
Mm. Has the flooding peaked, or could it still get worse?
You know, we're not out of the woods yet. I think that it's you know, the soil is so saturated right now all across the state that if we get more, you know, storms coming in, especially these day after day sort of storms that hit a specific area, which is exactly what happened in southwestern Wisconsin. We just had these, you know, day after day where the storms just kind of parked themselves over that part of the state in, you know, Crawford, Grant County. That's what, you know, was the tipping point. And unfortunately, you know, I think we're still not out of the woods. We could still have storms come through and park themselves over any part of the state and cause some more problems.
Well, and we've seen some road damage as well, a mudslide in Eau Claire County yesterday. These
right,
are things
exactly.
We think about, you know, happening in California.
Oh, absolutely. And I think those are the kind of things that we're all going to have to really be vigilant about for the next few days, that, you know, things that don't normally happen, you know, when you get a lot of precipitation, a lot of moisture, that the ground just starts giving way. And, you know, we took a look at the big slide up on Highway 61 outside of Boscobel, that was amazing. I mean, just the amount of tonnage of dirt and rock and trees that came down on that road, and they're still trying to clear that out. So, and you're right, in Eau Claire, sometimes if you get a storm that kind of, again, kind of parks itself in a particular place, you may get kind of very, flash flooding, which, obviously by the very nature of the term, it's very quick. It hits, in an instant, and you may not even know it's coming until it's there. So, mm-hmm. I think it's something we're all going to have to watch out for the next several weeks.
Well, the governor declared a state of emergency in 7 counties in Wisconsin, but one of them was Ashland County. Do you know why Ashland County was part of the list?
Yeah, because you know what? They have the same kind of storm system, even though they're obviously in more in the northern part of the state. But that same kind of system that went through also parked itself over Ashland for a couple of days, too. So that really is kind of part of the bundle that was affected by that storm. So we're getting damage assessments in from Ashland County. We don't have those numbers in yet. Our county folks and our regional directors for Wisconsin Emergency Management are working on that right now. So we're waiting to see what kind of what the numbers are coming in from there. But yeah, that was part of that same storm system. So if the situation happens within a 72-hour period and is caused by about the same thing, it could be in various parts of the state and it could still be put together as part of this emergency.
Hmm. We're talking with Todd Pritchard. He's the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. And we're talking about the rain and the floods that we've seen in Wisconsin over the past week. Have you been dealing with that? And how so? Tell us what your experience has been at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Todd might also be able to help you answer questions about cleaning up and safeguarding yourself from further damage. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. Todd, what are some long-term consequences that we're looking at here as a result of some of this damage?
Well, I think it's the long term is just trying to get folks as close to back to normal as possible, and that takes time. And obviously it's going to take time for, we had a lot of, like you mentioned, we had a lot of road damage, that different counties are dealing with those problems as well. So, it's going to take a while to kind of, get things as close to normal as possible. I think one thing too, that it's good to think about, well, if I haven't been affected yet, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's kind of that, is there anything I can do? I think the first thing is to really check your insurance, because I think still people don't realize, a lot of folks don't realize, that your standard homeowner's insurance does not cover flooding.
Really?
It does not. And now it's good to check, because every insurance policy is a little different, but this is a great time to call your agent, find out what am I covered for, what am I not covered for. There is a program that's offered that does provide flood insurance to folks. And if you want more information about it, there's a great website that you can go to. It's floodsmart.gov. It's just floodsmart.gov. And you can go to that site. You can plug in your address, your city. You hit go, and it gives you an estimate of what your flood insurance cost might be for a year. Most communities in Wisconsin are participating in that program. And highly encourage folks to take a look at that. The average cost for that insurance is about $600 a year. Obviously, it can be higher if you're in a more higher risk area, lower if you're in a lower flood risk area. But and so obviously it's not cheap, but it's worth looking at and exploring that possibility. But even beyond that, I think there are things that you can do to kind of get yourself and your home ready, just real simple things like, as much as we hate doing it, cleaning out the gutters, right? Going up on the roof and making sure your gutter is cleaned out, because it's amazing how fast if those gutters fill up and you get, the water overtops that gutter and starts going right down toward your foundation, how fast you could have flooding in your basement. So, just doing that, a very simple thing, making sure that your sump pump is working, do a little check on that. Is your furnace elevated, even if your furnace is elevated just a few inches above the ground, that could help if you do get some basement flooding. Your water heater, make sure that's elevated too. And then, you know, something that folks don't think about is having a backflow valve to prevent sewer backups. That's a huge, cause of water damage at home. So just even having that simple valve install could really help out.
Mm-hmm. These are all great tips. And we'll put the link to floodsmart.gov on our Facebook page, as well as we'll tweet it out to our followers as well. How hard is it for people to get help from the government to help with the cleanup? I know that I believe I heard that you guys are going to volley for some federal aid.
Well, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get whatever aid we can get. And I think it's really going to depend on the damage estimates, which are still coming in, and what we'll be able to, you know, potentially tap into. I think Governor Walker's state of emergency declaration really helps, because that kind of mobilizes the other state agencies to look at what potential help they can give to folks. So I think it's really going to, you know, folks need to be a little patient as we try to get these estimates in to see what kind of programs we might be qualified for, what we can do here within the state, what we can do to try to get other funds coming in. So I think it's going to be a little while before we really know that.
Mm. Well, Todd, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. No problem.
Todd Pritchard is the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. We're talking about the heavy storms that have led to flood damage and declared emergencies in several counties across our state, primarily in the southwestern corner. Coming up next, we're going to talk with a meteorologist about what accounts for these weather patterns that we're seeing this summer. But if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. You can also find us at the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. In our forecast today, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Periods of rain showers and scattered thunderstorms expected as well. Highs today near 70 degrees, except in the lower to mid-60s near Lake Superior. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers and isolated thunderstorms through the night. Patchy fog overnight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. I'm Cynthia Schuster, filling in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay tuned after 7:30 when we'll discuss President Obama's recent announcement of a broad climate plan that would limit coal emissions and expand green energy. That's coming up after 7:30. Right now, we're talking about the climate here at home. Lots of rain and heavy storms passed through the state this week, and there's more to come, as we just heard in the weather forecast. Last year, we were begging for this rain as our state suffered a serious drought. What exactly is going on? Our next guest is here to explain. He's Jeff Last, Warning Coordination Meteorologist for NOAA's National Weather Service. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So what weather patterns have given us so much rain over the last week?
Well, we've been stuck in a persistent flow, southwest flow in the upper atmosphere, and that has caused these thunderstorm complexes to form over the Dakotas and Minnesota and move east, it seems, night after night. Certainly beginning June 21st, I think, early that morning, and up until just a couple days ago, we've had several of these complexes which have produced copious amounts of rain, especially across southern Wisconsin.
How unusual is this? Is this something that tends to happen fairly often?
Yeah, it's not that unusual. I think the fact that we had a drought last year and we've gone to a very rainy pattern this year, it makes it more dramatic. But overall, this is not an unusual early summer pattern for Wisconsin.
Hmm. So it's something that maybe we should come to expect.
Well, yeah, certainly the amounts of rain and the number of days, you know, we're talking 5 or 6 days in a row with these heavy rains, is not that common. But the fact that it can occur in June is not unusual, and certainly we need to be prepared for these type of weather systems.
Mm-hmm. How should we be prepared?
Well, it's important that you listen to the forecast and the warnings that are issued by the National Weather Service and certainly take action when flood warnings or severe thunderstorm warnings are issued. If you live near a river, a creek, any area that is susceptible to flooding, make sure you have a plan to get out of harm's way in the event those rivers rise. So it's important that you know the forecast and you know your environment so you can be safe.
Mm-hmm. We often hear a lot about the jet stream during dramatic weather patterns. Is that what you're referring to here? Is that what we're kind of experiencing right now?
Exactly. It's that jet stream, that river of air about 15 or 20,000 feet above the ground, which kind of controls the weather here on the ground. And that jet stream pushes those weather systems that produce the rain and thunderstorms, pushes those over over the Midwest, for example. And we've been kind of stuck in a pattern which has produced these storms out to our west and has moved them over the southern part of Wisconsin night after night.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw in the pre-interview notes from our producer here who talked to you yesterday that there's moisture in the air that's coming from essentially the Gulf of Mexico. How does something so far away as the Gulf of Mexico affect Wisconsin's weather?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. The source of moisture for our big rainstorms here in Wisconsin is typically the Gulf of Mexico. We talked about that jet stream at 15 or 20,000 feet above the ground. Well, there's also a low-level jet stream which flows at about 5,000 feet above the ground, and that typically comes from the south when we're talking about the possibility of these big rainstorms. And we've seen that with a persistent southerly flow bringing up copious amounts of low-level moisture. And it's that moisture which turns into heavy rain and flooding.
Okay, I see. Well, that's Jeff Last. He's warning coordination meteorologist for NOAA's National Weather Service. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. We have Carl in Madison on the line. Hi, Carl.
Yes, good morning. I just walked our new puppy down to Lake Mendota. I hadn't been down there in quite some time, and I was disoriented for a moment because the dock was underwater and the concrete retaining wall that usually has a foot or so below it was at least 6 inches underwater. So for a moment, I didn't quite know where the shoreline was. And as you talk about this river of air, the jet stream up north, my understanding from some research is that as the Arctic warms more quickly than the rest of the globe, that differential between lower temperatures and then the colder Arctic temperatures is decreasing and causing the jet stream to meander more and get stuck for longer periods of times over particular areas. So Alaska had super hot weather not long ago, and we've had this crazy amount of rain for an extended period of time. I'd like to guess perspective on this meandering, slower, more variable flow that gets stuck in these loops that cause weather that I know he was saying it's not that unusual, but we've lived here 15 years and I've never seen the lake even anywhere near as high as it was today.
That's a good question, Carl. Jeff Last, what do you say?
Well, he's exactly right. The difference in temperature between the pole and the equator is what provides the energy which produces that jet stream. And as that temperature gradient or difference changes, the jet stream position changes, the strength changes. So certainly, global climate change will have an effect on where and how strong that jet stream is. And as I said earlier, while the fact that we get heavy rain in June is not unusual, certainly, the amount of rain over certain parts of the state, in Boscobel in southwest Wisconsin, they had over a foot of rain over the last week or so. And in the Madison area, they had 3 or 4 or 5 inches of rain. That certainly is not a normal situation, but the overall weather pattern we've seen is not that unusual.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have rain projected through tomorrow now. When can we expect things to dry out a bit?
Well, we have undergone a pattern change. The jet stream we've been talking about this morning, it has changed and will be coming from the northwest. which will bring in eventually some cooler and drier air. As we transition to that pattern, though, we'll have a chance for showers, you know, on and off this afternoon and possibly into the early part of the weekend. But overall, this weather pattern is quite a bit drier than what we saw last week.
Mm-hmm. What about the long-term summer forecast? Is it going to remain a wet summer, or will things sort of even out just a bit?
Yeah, I think it will even out a bit. Overall, our forecast was for precipitation to average pretty close to what we would expect in a typical summer. And, of course, that means occasionally some wet periods followed by dry periods. And I think that's what we're still thinking is going to happen as we go into July and August.
Hmm. Well, Jeff Last, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Jeff Last is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist for NOAA's National Weather Service. He was shedding some light for us on the weather patterns that have brought us so much rain in the last week, and in some cases, flooding and water damage. Before that, we talked to Todd Pritchard. He's Wisconsin's Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the Wisconsin Emergency for Wisconsin Emergency Management. You can go back and listen to the archive of the show online to hear some of his recommendations for protecting your home and business from flooding. I want to thank Christy Taylor for producing this half hour, Justin Williams for on-air production. Christy also directed this half hour, too. I'm Cynthia Schuster, filling in for Joy Cardine. Coming up after 7:30, we'll talk about President Obama's broad plan for combating climate change. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. News from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio is coming up next.